Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
We all know the feeling, and it's miserable. That awful sickness you get, flu, maybe it's a cold, some kind of respiratory virus. You get all congested, you can't breathe. Even with over-the-counter treatments, you end up propped up on pillows, your nose is totally blocked, you can't sleep, which makes you even more exhausted. You just get totally run down. Oh, it's awful. I go through it about twice a winter, or I used to, before I found the cure. See, we've had the cure for the common cold, the flu, and a lot of types of pneumonia for a long time. This is a particular area of passion for me because my mom died of a series of colds. Not the colds themselves. She got congestion, and as can happen when you have congestion, the bacteria settles on it in your lungs and it turns into pneumonia. To this day, when shocked friends or, you know, long-term acquaintances call me, what happened to your mom? She died of a cold doesn't seem to satisfy them. Most Americans don't realize you can die of a cold or a respiratory infection, but a lot of people do. About 40,000 a year die of what could be roughly categorized as colds. They're big business for hospitals. So is a flu. Depending on a year, 12,000 to 52,000 people on average die of the flu. Some years it goes as high as 80, but those are rare. We're looking at 140,000 to 710,000 hospitalizations for the flu. That's big bucks for hospitals. They wouldn't want you to find an over-the-counter cure, but we have one. What about pneumonia, which ultimately put my mom in the hospital? That's big business, too. Americans spend about $10 billion a year on hospital stays for pneumonia. There's around 1 million hospitalizations from that, too. In fact, if you took away the 140,000 to 710,000 flu hospitalizations and, you know, a lot or a significant number of the near million pneumonia hospitalizations each year, hospitals would go broke. That's why they don't want you to know. You could stop congestion in its tracks and simply opt out of the next cold or flu that you get. Not only could you skip the misery of it, you could skip that awful rundown feeling from the weeks after. And maybe even that trip to the hospital with pneumonia, because some pneumonia cases, again, come from that bacteria growing on the wonderful culture that is that phlegm and congestion in your lungs once you get sick. I wish I'd known that from my mom. She got so sick with pneumonia that grew in her lungs after a pretty routine cold that she had to have pretty radical treatment. As part of that treatment, she ended up taking massive, heavy doses of antibiotics. They wrecked her digestive system, leaving her largely unable to eat. In the months afterward, she had trouble keeping food down and digesting it, eventually losing so much weight that combined with the start of atherosclerosis she had a stroke. It finished her off. I'm convinced she'd still be here today if she could have cured that cold. My nephew has a similar story. When he was 4, he was hospitalized for 9 days with pneumonia. He almost died. He still got damage to his lungs, so much so that every few years, he's hospitalized with a major respiratory infection. Again, all of it totally unnecessary. And Americans got dangerously close to figuring this out during COVID. How do you stop this congestion in its tracks? Pretty simple. 12 to 18 milligrams of ivermectin combined with 25 to 100 milligrams of zinc. Ton. Knockout punch. The most important part is that it stops congestion in its tracks. And not just for COVID either, although it works wonders for that. But again, also for colds and the flu. About 6 hours after taking it, no matter how god-awful you feel when you start, you're pretty much done, unless your case is already advanced and your lungs are already filled with congestion. I've seen hundreds of people treated this way. During COVID, when people started to say to take ivermectin, most doctors followed the advice of the CDC, which you're going to end up finding, and they will eventually admit this in coming years, is bad advice. They got just about every facet of COVID wrong, as they now admit, and they're going to admit eventually, I hope, that they got this wrong. Or maybe they won't. There's billions of dollars in unneeded treatments in hospitals at stake. Anyway, during all this, I was a radio talk show host. And after using ivermectin plus zinc on myself and being absolutely shocked at the effectiveness of it, and then turning around and using it on my sick family members who were absolutely shocked at the effectiveness, I began referring listeners to a handful of doctors I know who will treat with ivermectin. By the time it was all over, their waiting rooms were jam-packed. As the word spread from people I'd referred who were incredibly cured within a day of whatever respiratory illness that they had, and then they told all their friends and family. And these doctors did almost nothing but cold, flu, and COVID patients. See, once you see how effective this treatment is on COVID, it's shocking. You start to think, hey, you know, can I use it for a cold? Can I use it for the flu? The answer is yes and yes. And you may feel absolutely awful when you take it, you're stuffed up, you whatever. 6 hours later, basically gone. Glassy eyes, finished. When my kids take it, they go from passed out on the couch, all glassy-eyed and looking awful, to, Ma, can I play on board? I get so much energy. It's an incredibly effective treatment. Over the time that I was referring people to get treated for COVID with ivermectin and zinc to these doctors, people who were my listeners, I got literally hundreds of shocked emails thanking me, enraged emails, saying, why did my doctor tell me this had side effects and I shouldn't take it? Now, you don't want to go to a feed store to get it. You want to get it over the counter, and you can. I'll tell you how coming up. But I've seen it work so many times, I thought I needed to put it in one place. Here's why. I had to choose over the time I was referring people because literally thousands came to me wanting referrals to these doctors or to know who they were so they could get their ivermectin. I only referred the sickest of the sick. People who had everything from asthma to diabetes to cancer, and their spouses who were terrified and freaked out when they got COVID. I saved everybody that I could, or rather these doctors did. I just referred people. Once you see it work, you wonder why you ever had to suffer through a flu or a cold when you could have stopped it in its tracks. And I wonder how many millions of lives we could have saved if the medical establishment wasn't frantically trying to hide this from us. But wait, aren't there a bunch of studies out there showing it either kind of works or really doesn't work? Yeah, go read the fine print. They all have one thing in common. They either used only ivermectin against viruses, and that could be COVID, cold, flu, whatever, and that doesn't work. You need to use it with zinc. It's useless without the zinc because ivermectin is a zinc amplification agent. We all know zinc's good to take for a cold. That's just common knowledge. And if you take it alone, it is absolutely helpful. You'll notice a difference, but it won't knock it out. Add in the ivermectin and it's nuclear. And if you look at most of the studies done on this, you'll notice something. It's either too low of a dose of ivermectin to be helpful, or in most of the studies, it's too low of a dose of zinc. 3 milligrams of zinc, 6 milligrams of zinc. That's a joke. A woman needs to take 25 to 50 and a man 50 to 100 with the ivermectin for it to work. After my dad was hospitalized and nearly died with a round of COVID, when he got the next round, I convinced him to take the ivermectin plus zinc. I was absolutely terrified he was going to end up in the hospital again. He obviously couldn't handle COVID. And guess what? 8 hours later, he's texting me. He feels fine. And he can't believe he's almost 80. All the years that he went without taking it and all the illnesses, respiratory illnesses he suffered through for no reason. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, one of the few doctors here who's out of the closet about the ivermectin. I can't give you the other doctors' names. One of the few here in the Spartanburg area of South Carolina who's out about it has treated.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hundreds of patients for COVID with one hospitalization. And he adds in the caveat, she was already so many weeks along that by the time he got to her, he couldn't save her. Few people realize how actually dangerous respiratory infections are. One, because of the possibility of them turning into a pneumonia, but also because colds do kill. Just in my family, my mother's aunt died of a cold. My mother died of the complications of a cold. And my nephew nearly died of a cold that turned into pneumonia and still struggles with the effects of it today. If I had my way, there'd be ivermectin zinc gummies for little kids. Because pneumonia is the number one killer of children under five. That's right. 16% of deaths caused by pneumonia. It never needs to get that far. We should treat every cold this way for children under five to eliminate the chances of it turning into pneumonia. Because bottom line, wipe out the congestion and these colds and flus won't kill. That's what gets you. We should treat every cold this way, period. Because again, the big thing ivermectin does is it knocks that congestion out. But isn't it horse dewormer? Actually, no. Although it can be used as horse dewormer. It wasn't originally when ivermectin was first discovered and marketed by Merck. In fact, the two scientists who discovered it, William Campbell and Satoshi Omura, won the Nobel Prize for discovering it in 2015. It treats parasitic infections really well, including river blindness, which is why, since 1987, Merck has treated more than 2 billion people with it. And the program that they have to give it away, it's called the Mectizan Donation Program, treats about 250 million people, not horses, people, a year with ivermectin. Again, for parasitic diseases of the third world and river blindness. For years before COVID, ivermectin was known worldwide as one of the safest drugs you can take because billions of people had taken it. We had the data. It was routine and still is for your doctor to prescribe it for you before you go on a mission trip or other trip to the third world. Yet when my dad told not one but two of his horrified doctors he was taking it, they begged him not to. Side effects, they said. But when he asked them what the side effects were, they couldn't tell him, other than horse paste and it's not good for COVID. About that horse paste thing, this is a human drug. It was developed by Merck to be a human drug. And that's why, again, the two guys who developed it won the Nobel for it, all the people they'd treated. But once farmers and others saw how effective it was against parasites, they began giving it to animals. Again, the Nobel was won for treating 2 billion people. Not animals. The animal treatments came second after the discovery of the effectiveness in people. It's a straw man's argument. But challenge your doctor on it. Ask him what side effects. I guarantee, like my dad, they won't even be able to tell you anything but horse paste, horse paste. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just doing what doctors have been trained to do. Repeat whatever the CDC says. I've recorded this podcast for people like my mother, people who have underlying medical conditions, people who would be threatened by getting the flu, getting a cold, people who have damage from prior cases of pneumonia and might have a problem if they got something that caused them to get congested. Here's what I recommend. Keep it on hand. Why? One more reason. We just learned last week they're still doing deadly experiments with coronaviruses at the Wuhan lab. God knows what gets out in the future. I'd always have this on hand. So here's the protocol taught to me by my doctor. It's worked on everyone I've ever known who's taken it without any exceptions. You'll have to write it down. Day one, men should take 18 milligrams of ivermectin on an empty stomach. Women, 12 to 15 on an empty stomach. I found it works best if you pace yourself, like take 3 milligrams and then a half an hour later, another 3 milligrams, because it can irritate your stomach, but it's the most effective on an empty stomach. Then men, 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc with food on days 1 through 7. Women, 25 to 50 milligrams of zinc with food on days 1 through 7. On day 4, men take another 18 milligrams of ivermectin on an empty stomach. On day 4, women take another 12 to 15 milligrams of ivermectin on an empty stomach. So you take the zinc for the 7 days in a row every day with food, because zinc will make you sick. It's best to take the ivermectin on an empty stomach. One of my sons can't do it. It makes him a little sick. Other people, it doesn't bother them. So what I'll do is I'll wait till an hour after he eats and then give it to him, because it's most effective on an empty stomach. You can take it with food if you have to. My daughter will take it with a tiny bit of bread. She needs just a tiny little bit. Me, I can take it empty stomach. So can my husband. It's not a big deal. Now, on day 2, if you have congestion left, and usually I've found ivermectin and zinc will knock out 85 to 90% of the congestion, which alone is probably going to keep you from getting pneumonia and from, you know, really the worst part of the illness. On day 2, this is going to sound nuts, but it works. Take Pepcid AC. Wait, the antacid stuff? Yeah, it works great for antacid. But what people don't know is that it is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. It will knock out the other 10 to 15% of your congestion. You will be totally clear. You'll feel fine and want to go back to work. You can substitute the over-the-counter generic too, like Walmart brand for the Pepcid AC, because it can be kind of pricey. Just don't take it till day 2, because the antacid can interfere with the ivermectin. So if they're taken, you know, at the same time, or they're in digestion together. So I just wait till day 2. Total knockout. It's like I'm not sick. There's actually several studies to support taking Pepcid for COVID. It works just as well for colds and the flu too. The study was done by Feinstein Institutes for Medical Research at Northwell Health and Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory. And it found that it reduced COVID symptoms and inflammation in the body. Yeah, you should see what it does in addition to ivermectin and zinc. Again, I guess I'm so passionate about this because I'm certain my mother would have been able to watch my children grow up if she had just had this and we'd been allowed to know this. By the way, I talked to a pharmacist from India who's still filling these prescriptions for ivermectin. He too has treated hundreds of people. And you know what he said to me? He said, "You Americans are crazy. We've known that this worked to treat viruses in India for decades. Why does America have such a big hangup about it?" He said, particularly in poor remote clinics, this is all they have to treat those things, particularly the flu. It's common knowledge that it works. People just go get it. Again, I'm convinced they were obsessed with you not taking it for COVID. One, because they wanted the COVID deaths and cases to be higher for political purposes, but also because people would quickly make the leap that I and the doctors using it to treat people in our area did. Wow, why don't I try this for other respiratory viruses? Yeah, it works great for all those too. But where do you get it? I keep it stockpiled in my home. I'm especially afraid for my little ones, knowing the history of pneumonia in my family. Two ways. You can get it from alldaychemist.com. It's an Indian pharmacy. I've gotten many shipments from them. The ivermectin there works great. Or you could buy it over the counter in Tennessee, which is what I'm going to start doing this spring, I think. I've got family that lives there who volunteered to ship it to me going forward. Literally, this is such a life-saving drug. I'd be willing to make the trip once a year to Tennessee to stock up on it, just to have it for my family after seeing how it works. By the way, it's available in Tennessee over the counter because the legislature passed a bill making it so. I'd ask that you please not publish the All Day Chemist website online, because I'm afraid our government will eventually shut it down if they figure out that you're figuring out that there's a cure for all of this and that you don't ever have to be sick again beyond the initial symptoms. That's what happened with All Day Chemist in Australia. They can't ship there anymore. So my backup is Tennessee, where it is the law that it can be sold over the counter at pharmacies. So if you have a rundown immune system, another disease that makes you weak, this is something that you should have on hand. I wish my mother had.
with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.